KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Thank you very much. All right, here we go. We're going to do one for you now. We hope you enjoy this little ditty. This is one we had out a while back, done pretty good for us. Why don't you break down, honey, and give me just a little bit of that money. Birds and bees, honey, but whoa, that's a world.
you slip, then you slop, then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, come on, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rocks. Yes, come on, baby, come on, let's do the slop. Yes, come on, baby, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, the rhythm really rocks. Yes, the young and the old, baby, the swinging with the rock and roll. Yeah, the young and the old, baby, swinging with the rock and roll. Come on, do the slop, baby, to satisfy your daddy's soul. Slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop, I slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, now you're doing the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rock. Blow, man, blow! Slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, give it all you got. It's a jungle beat, baby, and it really
talk, talk, and things over. In fact, you know, sometimes we'd travel the whole of Liverpool just to go to someone who knew a chord we didn't know. Remember once hearing about a bloke who knew B7. Now, we knew E and we knew A. It was quite easy, but we didn't know B7. That was kind of the missing part, and the link, the other chord, the lost chord. So on we got on the bus, trooped across Liverpool, changed a couple of buses, found this fella, and he showed us dum 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 B7. We learned it off him, got back on the bus, went home to our mates, and went zing, got it.
Oh yeah! Send you, yes indeed. When that spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah. When it sends you, you shout yes indeed. Yeah, yes indeed. Yes indeed. You gonna shout when it sends you, yes indeed. When that spirit moves you, you shout, jump up.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill near the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. Drop a smile passing in the hall, but there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. And we laughed them all in a very short time. Delay. We're just a habit like saccharin, and I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from a Texarkana. In them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle. Mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Oh, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton fields back home.
In them old
cotton fields back home.
Paul?
Yes?
Now listen.
Yes?
Re your singing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particular idol that you've ever copied your singing
about my
style
book,
from?
About my book?
John, go away.
Used to be sort of influenced by Elvis in the old days, I think.
Really?
Yeah, just love him.
Have you ever heard
good? Chuck Berry, yeah. Carl Perkins, and Marvin Gaye and things. Can't really sing like him, you know. I like him, though. Love him.
What about it?
Paul, what about singing Till There Was You?
I say
to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head, made me wish that I were dead. Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a great man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Every time you dance with me, you let Freddy cut in constantly. When he does, you never speak. Must you always be so meek? Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Someone who she can always look up to. You know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. So Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care. Thank you.
Now, John, you have from time to time been criticised, attacked is probably a better word, on the basis that you just don't care about anything or anybody. I'm sure this isn't true, but would you tell us what is the thing that you care most about?
Well, I mean, the thing, obviously, the first thing you think about is yourself and your family. So I care about them, so whoever said I didn't care about anybody's wrong for that. There's plenty of things I care about, but there's... It's you. All the things I'm known for not caring about are things that a lot of people don't care about, and it's usually, you know, a certain type of person that cares about them, and I'm one of the... You know, just things in general that aren't important to me, that seem important to other people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a sin or a crime.
No, not suggesting
that. Yeah, I know, but the people think it is, you know. Only I can't think of them because they're so general.
Yeah.
It's just that when I come across them, I realise that I don't care about them because I've never thought of them before, you know.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your home, where you live now, John. How big is the house and what sort of area does it cover?
Well, it's in what they call the stockbroker area, and everybody thinks you move pop stars. I don't know what other pop stars move into places like that for. I moved in because it was about the third house I looked at and I had to get out of a flat quick, and I didn't care where it was as long as it was somewhere quite quiet.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to live in London, but I wouldn't risk it till it's really quiet and down.
How big, in fact, is the house you're in?
It's quite big. It had a lot of bedrooms, but it said it had about 10 when I got in there, but they called anything a bedroom, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably got about 6 now. It's 3 floors, though. It's quite big.
Did you change it a lot inside?
Actually, I knocked the whole inside out, practically. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I meant to just get in and live for 5 years till the sort of fan fever settled down, and then sort of go out looking properly, because I could hardly look at houses, never mind living it.
Oh,
but it seemed massive when I walked in, but it gets smaller as you get used to it. But I only realise how big it is when I go home again to Liverpool or visit any relations and realise the size of the house compared with it. But it feels like a normal house now.
I
can't find enough room for it. I need more rooms for more instruments and things like that. I've got one room that's blue, green and some other colour, I don't know. I just painted it myself with about 14 guitars in it, 20 pianos, organs, tape recorders and everything. The next room's full of those racing cars. The next room's got a desk in where I write and draw. And the next room's got one-armed bandits and football games and all those things. You put Tanners in. So I go up there and sort of play about there. And the rest of the house is normal, you see. So it's almost...
Yeah, nearly
like
there.
But it's not big enough, you see. I'd need a giant place.
Yeah. What about the... I don't know whether it is the latest car that you've acquired. You seem to have had a string of cars, but the big black job, John.
Oh, that Rolls. Well, when I first got the original Rolls, I couldn't drive. Well, I hadn't passed my test. Mm. I never bothered, because I wasn't very interested in it anyway, driving. But when all the others passed, I thought I'd better do it. I just sort of get left. So I got the first Rolls, and sort of used to be embarrassing sitting in a Rolls. You know, you draw up. People think I've got black windows to hide completely. Well, it's partly that, and also because it's good when you're coming home late at night and it's still if it's daylight when you're coming in, it's dark inside. The guy just shut all the windows and you're still in the club.
But you've had the whole thing black, haven't you, John?
All of it's black. The wheels are black, and the only thing still normal is the radiator, which they wouldn't do black at the time, but I quite like it silver now.
But is it all inside?
Inside it's black carpet and there's a...
The black windows, I understand, but why did you have everything else black?
Because I like black, you know, and if I've got to make a choice of colours, either in a hurry or one that I know I'm going to be, I can live with, I can always, it saves me thinking about another colour scheme.
Yeah.
And I'm always comfortable if it's black, you see. I don't mind if it's black.
Here's a point. When you came round to visit us in our studios the other day, John, you parked, or somebody parked the Rolls right out there in the middle of a parking meter, no parking belt, and it was just left and it was fine and you came out and went away. Do you think that this is a sort of passport to anywhere, a Rolls? I mean,
it is a bit of a passport. You see, you get some policemen that'll sort of keep, you know, sort of shut their eyes a bit if they see a roll, especially a big black one, you know, which is quite a good advantage sometimes. But also you get the other type of policeman that's got it in for anybody that, you know, capitalist thingies and that, you know, so he'll pick on you just because you are in a big car, you know. So even though, you know, they don't know the bias, but their attitude is, even though they have got a Rolls, I don't care who it is, you know.
Well, do you have any kind of, you just threw in this capitalist bit, I know, flippantly, do you have any kind of political leanings at all?
I have, you know, but I can never place what they are. You know what I mean? I can go
on about
it. They
don't fit into any party line.
They're not any party line I've heard of yet. I don't object to people inheriting money or having a big lot of money. I never did. Mm. But I do object to people being stony broke and starving, you know.
What about sort of feelings and attitudes as a father, John? I mean, obviously you could afford to give your son any kind of education you would choose. Will you in fact do that, do you think, or would you like to leave a lot of it to him?
Obviously you've got to choose his school up to his
14.
Well, I've worked out, I would never send him to a public school because just of the snob value that that he'd be snobbish to people that didn't go, but the people there would also be snobbish to him because of what I am. Mm. So I'm not going to let him go through that. Mm. If I send him to an ordinary school, just an ordinary day school or a grammar school, if he was at a grammar school, his father would be that much richer than most of the people there, that he's bound to get, you know, some
difficulty
there, because of what I am. So the only school I worked out would be best for him for till he's 12 is the French school, that one where they teach him in French.
Lycée, yes.
Yeah, I can't never remember the name of it. So there I reckon he'd, if it's like I've been told, you know, you get all nationalities, all colours. Mm. I think that's the most sort of classless school I can think
of. But beyond that, would you give him complete freedom of choice or would you try to direct him at all?
I don't know, you see. I can't imagine. I'm trying not to do all the things I disliked. Mm. But not all of them, because some of the things I disliked did happen. They were right at the time, even though I was so annoyed.
Can you think of an example?
It's a joke in the family now, but I still, you know, don't. You know, the guitar's all right for a hobby. That's the big thing. It's quite, but it won't earn you any money. Yeah. Now, I know that I always keep thinking that I should have, you know, I was obviously musical from very early. Mm. And I just wonder why nobody ever did anything about it. Because maybe because they couldn't afford it.
Let's sort of confine it to this then, John. If your son, when he got to a reasonable sort of age, early teens, felt very strongly that he wanted to do anything at all, would you encourage him?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Well, I would, yeah. The only thing, I'd hope it was something like I like, but I know I'm going to not do that. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm already sort of, get on that piano, he's on his tune. Yeah. When he gets on, I mean, he does it himself and all that kind of thing, but I don't know whether all kids are 2.5 do. Obviously, he's going to be a bit influenced because there's music.
Sure.
My kind of music on all the time at home. Yeah. And I think I'm just turning out like all other parents, you see.
Obviously.
But I'll try and think about it when he's not there. I try and be rational.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it all right, but I suppose I'll just turn out the same. Yeah. And I'm going to try not to, you know. At least I'm thinking about it now.
But with that much experience behind you now, would you like to have more children?
Yeah, I'd just as many as come, you know, let them roll out, I say.
Yes.
I like large families, the idea of it.
Good, fine. John, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Talk to me. Yes, I'm glad I've got nobody. Oh, I'm glad I've got nobody who will love by me. Oh, the world couldn't take your place. Another girl, another face. Wouldn't be the type of thing. No, I'd rather die than see another girl standing next to me. Oh, no, just you. Oh, no, just you. Well, I couldn't find another girl. Everywhere I go, I see your name. I couldn't find another you. Everywhere I go, it's just the same.
Heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you. Cupid, help me. I need you. Cupid, don't fail me.
Cupid, Johnny boy, he's running wild. I'm running wild, I'm running wild. That mighty boy, he's running wild. He's on my jeans, he's on my jeans. He's mighty boy. That mighty boy, he's running wild. He's running, he's running, he's running. That mighty girl, he's running wild. I'm running wild. That mighty one, that mighty girl.
Be heaven, a heaven just for two. A soft breeze on a June night and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift, for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things dear that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you. ¶¶